Last night, a surprising twist on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. America voted off
Brandy and Max.
That's right, R&B singer Brandy and Max, her professional dance partner, had been toe-to-toe in the competition with Dirty Dancing's Jennifer Grey and her partner, but Brandy was voted off last night. Instead, Bristol Palin, daughter of Sarah Palin, moved on, despite having consistently low scores from the judges.
Bristol's Argentine tango was precise but lacked intensity, keeping her near the bottom of the leaderboard for the sixth week in a row.
We thought that we would get an outside opinion of last night's result from internationally acclaimed ballroom dancer and dance instructor Pierre Dulaine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. And nice to be here.
I should say that Mr. Dulaine joins us from New York. You watched the results. Where were you and what was your immediate reaction to the result?
Well, I was at home actually watching television. I was so shocked. My words were unbelievable.
You were moved actually to email your dance instructors?
Yes, we have many, many sites that do our work, you know, for the children, and I emailed everybody. I said, unbelievable. Bristol Palin in. I just can't believe it.
To a trained eye, you would say it was unquestionable that Brandy had danced better?
Much, much, much better. With all due respect to Miss Palin, I mean, I think she has done wonderful by staying in so many weeks and learning everything she learned, and she certainly improved from where she started. But as she said herself, she's not a dancer.
As a dance instructor, what are you talking about? What are you seeing that says to you, vote that woman off the show?
Basically, I mean, she followed her partner quite nicely enough, I suppose, but her shoulders were up. She had I'm being very honest here, a dull face many times. Smiling was hard for her. Her technique was not good at all. She just walked across the stage with the steps that were given to her with difficulty. And certainly for me, not pleasant to watch when you compare it to the other two ladies.
You teach kids how to dance, I wonder if you could give Bristol Palin some advice, since she's a relative newcomer to all this, and since she's going to be in the final anyway, what would you say?
If she does get through to be a winner, then I would be horrified. That I would even be more horrified than last night. But what I would tell her to do, I suppose, is to try and relax. Her shoulders are up in her ears, and to smile a bit more, to be natural about it. At the moment, just go for it. Just enjoy it. Just live the last few moments and, you know, go on.
Pierre Dulaine, thank you very much for talking
thank
with
you,
us
sir.
About this. Pierre Dulaine runs Dancing Classrooms. It's a program that teaches kids to dance. Dancing Classrooms was the subject of the 2005 documentary Mad Hot Ballroom.
According to you, I'm stupid, I'm useless, I can't do anything right. According to you, I'm difficult, hard to please, forever changing my mind. I'm a mess in a dress, can't show up on time, even if it would save my life. According to you, according to you.
Moral Things Considered coming up right after this.